Utah writer Gina Wickwar.
We have two bad dogs. Not the Marley kind of bad dog, though on occasion they can rival even him. They officially turn one on February 29th, though in fact they are four because they were born in 2008, also a leap year. You'd think that as four-year-olds they would be well-behaved, calm, and totally in the zone. You'd be very wrong. They're golden doodles, except that they're black. In their case, the mother, a black poodle, won the color battle with the golden retriever father. Several of the pups in the litter were golden in color, but they'd been spoken for, so we got Bear and Peach, 2 7-week-old pups, whom we adored immediately. And we still adore them, despite their badnesses. What makes it so hard is that we know a number of other golden doodles, about their age or younger, who are far better behaved than ours. Like all good new dog owners, we enrolled them in the first-level obedience class at PetSmart. However, it soon became apparent to all concerned that the first session hadn't gone all that well, so we added a second. Then we added an intermediate session. Alas, none of this training seemed to stick. This should have been a big clue. Oh, they sit and come pretty well, and they're fairly good on the leash when they're wearing their halter collars. They're very, very cute. They behave well at the groomers, get along famously with any other dog they meet, and are extremely loving to all comers. They especially like sharing our bed and getting into the shower after we're done to lap up any leftover water. Now, this doesn't sound much different from most of your dogs, right? Wrong. Ours still jump on visitors when they come in the door, even if the person is well known to them, such as our close friends and neighbors, and ditto, our once-a-week cleaning woman. They dance around these poor souls in a one-minute frenzy, and this despite a massive campaign that has, variously, included treats, threats, hand signals, and the use of our neighbors in numerous practice sessions. We are still working on this issue. In another 4 years, I'll report back on their progress, though don't hold your breath. The male, Bear, is particularly bad, although I have to hand it to him. He's an excellent thief. He's entranced with shoes or boots and scurries off to hide them. He also delights in taking dirty clothes from the laundry bag in our dressing room and sneaking off with them. Socks are his specialty, though dirty T-shirts are high on his list, too. He doesn't destroy the items. He merely hides them, hoping we'll come looking for them, which we always do. It's sort of like doggy hide-and-seek. Then there's Peach, the female. Her most interesting behavior is that she watches television. Really, I mean it. That by itself isn't so bad, but she becomes unhinged whenever an animal appears on the screen, which animals do, as dogs and cats and the occasional horse or elephant appear in at least 3 dozen commercials. We immediately groan when a certain life insurance commercial comes on, as we know there'll be at least 30 seconds of cacophonous barking. And let's not even talk about Animal World. It's rather disquieting, to say the least, especially when Bear joins in the chorus. And this is all very strange because any number of deer saunter across our backyard daily, yet these critters rarely solicit even a lowly woof. Despite all these canine flaws, just as Marley's owners did, we still love Bear and Peach, though our friends may not share this emotion. In fact, one of my pals, a dog whisperer aficionado, says I need to watch the program and learn how to be a better disciplinarian. I told her I'd do so, though I suspect it's going to take me at least 3 6-week training sessions, if not more, to learn anything. This is Gina Wickwar.